Well, good morning, and welcome to this special Pledge Day edition of The Quiz Show. My name is Ed Hollihan, and yours isn't. We are so glad that you joined us this morning for 1 hour of Quizzy Puzzlers Radio trivia, and even a special secret, double secret mystery guest. As you already know, today is our one-day spring pledge drive, so this is the first time of many times that we'll be giving you this phone number. What is this phone number in this building?
I can tell you because this is the phone number that I accidentally give, like, the doctor sometimes. 608-638-9378.
That's, call that number so you can pledge us. Is that why we get your reports on my chart?
Absolutely.
That shouldn't be coming here.
That's confidential.
I gotta tell you, that should not be coming here. And because it's Pledge Day, we have assembled an exceptional bundle of brains to compete for the title of the smartest kid on the block, or at least the biggest show-off. Kirsten Layer returns to defend her crown. Good to see you this morning.
Good to see you too, Ed.
Champ. Is it okay if we call you Champ?
It's my childhood dream.
And at long last, Michael Price is back with us. Welcome, Mr. Price.
You're all going down.
Hulk Hogan.
Uh-oh. The Hulk showed
Whoa.
Up.
I talk a big game.
It's good. This is the place to talk a big game. Roseanne Knoer is taking a well-earned break from that guy and that other guy.
What other guy are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. How many guys have got?
Those two guys that are holding back your career.
Yeah, there you go.
You didn't hear that part, Paul. You know. Welcome to the show.
He must be laughing. I know his headset's on.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me here. I am a newbie, so wish me luck.
We'll take good care of you. Word is out that you occasionally call yourself a sub-DJ.
I am a sub-DJ.
But
we're the best.
Like that. Does that have
we're
a hyphen?
Best. It can.
Okay, it does.
Let's
from now
do that
on.
From now on.
Okay, folks, the rules are simple. The panel will be asked a question. The first player to buzz in will have a chance to answer that question. If the answer is incorrect, ooh, hate that sound. Another panelist may buzz in, and a correct answer will receive 1 point. There's a giant exception to that today, but we'll get into that later.
It's a tall person.
Uh-oh.
Tall people do get more points, which might explain your record.
Wait a minute. Not
everybody
fair.
Stand on your
I'm the shortest
even,
one here.
We're not even going to try.
That's why
you
guys are hosting and not
right,
playing.
Right.
Our wizard of the accounts, Ann Altland, is at her accounting station, ready to keep score. Oh, it's good to see you again, Ann.
Hello, everyone. Good to be with you all today. And I have just one thing to say. Call 608-638-9378 right now and make a pledge. Thank you.
You know what? We're going to get to real life trivia in about a minute and 53 seconds. But it occurred to me that maybe some of our contestants, all of whom are DJs, might have a reason for you to pledge your love to us today. Anybody want to jump in here with a little pledge?
I play music people like.
I mean, that's what you think. You don't know.
I've been told by one or two people.
That would be Mr. Announcer.
That was a pretty
man.
Good song. You could do better next time.
I'm just going to say,
you
repeat
can play
the
this
question.
Song. This
repeat
is better.
The question.
I mean, this is my 13th year, I think.
13?
On the air.
Wow.
I think, yeah. Terry's nodding yes.
Wow.
So, you know, this community radio station has carried me through my whole time here in Viroqua, and I've seen it evolve, and I think it's in such an incredible place right now. And so I really see the value of it here. I know everyone listening does because that's why they're listening. You probably turned it on to hear Jim and
yes.
skated through
Who
your
doesn't?
Morning.
It was a big morning, by the way. Oh, let me get these thank yous, not out of the way. Let me get these thank yous in the way,
right
as
in the
we
way.
Should be saying. And then we're going to play our first game. Thank you to Mark from Viroqua, who donated for Kevin. So thank you, Kevin, for being on the planet. Art from Evanston, Illinois. How about that? And Sheila, thank you, Sheila. Okay, without further ado, it's time for our first game of the show, Taurus Birthdays.
Oh.
You folks have your buzzers. I will ask you to identify a very famous person. I mean very famous. Born sometime between April 20th and May 20th. Are you ready for Taurus Birthdays?
Yes, we are, yes.
Born on April 21st to the Duke and Duchess of York, she died in 2022 at the age of 96. Who was she?
The Queen.
The Queen.
Kirsten. Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the most timid answer I've ever seen you give.
I mean, I don't like queens, so I was just
Respect. Yeah. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov was born on April 22nd in 1870. He went on to become the head of the first government of Soviet Russia. That was in 1917. A Bolshevik. The Bolshevik. I'll give you two more seconds. That man changed his name to Vladimir Lenin.
Oh.
Lenin. Pretty famous guy.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a name.
I've seen his bust a lot.
That's really nobody's business. I see a lot of things, but I don't just go out and say it.
Question is, should you be looking?
It's on his OnlyFans.
Depends on how obvious it is, I guess.
That's true. But, I think I better move on. He was born on April 20th of 1889 in Austria. He married Eva Braun in 1945, shortly before they both committed suicide in the bunker. Use the buzzer.
Sorry, I'm used to having a stick.
Yes, Michael.
Okay, good. Let's see if I'm going to make sure it worked. A real big jerk.
Yeah. Give me an answer, Michael.
Really big jerk guy?
Please. Okay.
Really big jerk.
Somebody else want to buzz in?
That jerk.
Is it Mussolini for $500?
No, it's not Mussolini. Even for $2, it's not Mussolini. Kirsten, that leaves you.
Is it Adolf Hitler?
It would be.
And, it's weird. I mentioned Adolf Hitler when we were talking beforehand. That's a potential answer.
It's coming back to me now.
You know your Taurus birthdays.
Yeah. He's a lot like my sister. My sister's a Taurus. So. I'm just joking.
She was born on April 28th of 1926. Her 1961 novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. Kirsten.
Harper E. Lee.
Even with the middle initial. I like it.
Well, there's other Harper Lees. That's don't want to confuse them.
That's
it's like serial killers, you know. You gotta have the middle name.
Right.
Born on April 22nd of 1904, he headed the Manhattan Project. And the world hasn't been the same since. Manhattan Project.
Well, I wish I could say I know what that is.
That's where they built the first atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Out there in New Mexico.
Okie dokie.
Yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's just a movie.
Robert Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I was like, there's just a movie.
Oh, see, I didn't see this movie.
Paulie's looking in here and saying, how could they miss that? How could they miss it?
Yeah, it's easy to say from out there.
He hasn't thrown anything at the window yet, so that's a good shot.
You wait. Born on this date in 1840, he wrote some really big hits, including Swan Lake and The Nutcracker. Who was he? He's a Russian. He's a classical music composer.
Tchaikovsky?
You would be right.
Yes!
All right. On the board.
I have no clue how I knew that.
He was born in White Plains, New York on the 14th of May of 1984, and he's worth, give or take, $188 billion. Who is this? 1984, just a youngster, as we say.
What did he do?
White Plains, New York.
Part of me is like, Facebook guy.
Kirsten. Yes.
Yes, I know!
Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg.
Gonna have to give it to you, Michael. Needed a
Michael
name.
Michael gets it.
Because there
I
are
what, out of my back
a billion and a half Facebook
That's
guys.
That's true. That's true.
And I couldn't think of it till you said Facebook. I'm like, it's him.
I can see his hair.
Everybody can see that hair.
I know.
And why?
It's the
Isn't
ramen
she
hair.
Lovely? Was the first song broadcast on Driftless Community Radio in 2010. The guy who wrote and performed it was born on May 13th of 1950. Who did? Isn't she lovely?
Is that Stevie Wonder?
Michael.
I'm wrong.
I'm going to say Stevie Wonder, too.
You'd be right.
Really? He wrote it?
Oh yes, he did. I had to look
it's
that up.
It's kind of nice someone gives you the answer, but they don't buzz
I
know,
I thought
That's
I buzzed
nice.
First. That was my bad.
Here's another musical type. Cheryl Sarkisian was born on May 20th of 1946. She shortened her name.
Who is Cher?
Roseanne, yes.
Whoa.
Who is Cher?
I didn't know that.
On top of it. I never knew it was Sherilyn. That's a great word. She was born on April 26th in Novo Mesto, Slovenia in 1970. She now splits her time between Florida and Washington, D.C.
It's Melania.
It would be Melania. Thank you.
Huh.
He was born on May 14th and will celebrate his 80th birthday next week. His first successful films were THX 1138 and American Graffiti. He had a lot bigger hits after that. Who was this? 80th birthday next week. American Graffiti?
I'm not a film girl.
Ron Howard?
Oh, that's a really good guess because he was in.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
American Graffiti.
He was in it.
That's... Anybody else?
He's not that old, though, right? He's not that old.
This is a guy who made some pretty popular movies. His name is George Lucas.
Oh, Star Wars. You should have said Star Wars.
Yeah.
Give us
Star Wars.
Why didn't I just hand you the answer?
Oh, I need more clues.
One more. He was an Austrian neurologist, born on May 6th of 1856. And he had more than a little to do with the foundations of psychoanalysis.
Sigmund Freud.
Freud is correct. Anne, get that calculator out.
It gets bigger every time.
She's really good with the, you remember the old
calculator. Did you fix the broken button?
Yeah, we're all good now.
Okay. We're all good now. Okay, I can't wait because I really have no idea where we stand.
So Kirsten is in the lead with 5.
5.
And Michael and Roseanne are tied for 2. Ooh.
All right. Whoa. 5-2.
I'm number two.
It occurs to me, let's say one of our listeners is sitting in front of a laptop and they don't want to call and they can't come in today.
Mm-hmm.
How do they give us money? How do they do that?
WDRT.org, Ed.
Is that right on
there? It's very simple.
Really?
Absolutely. You just go to WDRT.org and there's a donate now button.
Hold it. There's even a button?
Absolutely. It's like you just need to click one button and then type in a little bit of info.
Holy MacDougall.
And it's as easy as that.
Yep. No dealing with foreign call centers.
Or construction.
Right.
I mean, our call guy is a little lonely, you know, so if you want to call in, so 608.
Let's pick that up, shall
Dave
we?
Is looking for friends. Please help him.
608.
638-9378. You can also call.
638-9378. And here comes the scotch tape. Yay.
I love the color of that tape.
Did we break something?
Can I have some? I didn't have breakfast.
Is that lavender? What is that?
It's periwinkle.
Periwinkle. Yeah. Yes. He was a singer, wasn't he? No. That's a different Perry. Of course, our favorite way for you to donate is to come down to your favorite community radio station. Where is it located street address-wise?
311 South Main Street in Viroqua.
Mm-hmm.
And
come
honestly,
on down and see us.
Yeah, pledge drive time is a very magical time. So come on in, have
some
snacks.
The energy is great.
The energy is high.
Oh, we have baked goods for you.
We even have
donuts.
Some gluten-free baked goods.
Meet some of your favorite radio personalities, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's a word to the wise. You might want to come up Main Street from the south to the north because we still don't have a sidewalk.
Yeah, if you're walking.
If you're walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or go the back street, you know, the next street
Terhune.
Back. Terhune, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Park up there someplace and just
walk
short
on
walk.
Down.
Little treacherous, but not too bad.
Speaking of Terhune, what happens at 6 o'clock, Anne, over there right on
Oh,
Terhune.
Yeah. Woolly Bear Tap House. We're having a after party. WDRT. Spring Pledge Drive after party.
You have to be There'll really be... cool to have an after party.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're all, we're cool. We know that.
Yeah.
And
limos
so
start rolling
there'll be
in.
A bunch of bands. It will be broadcast remotely, broadcast live on the air.
Is this the radio signal for live?
Yeah.
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 I like that.
Head nod to the side.
Live.
Doing that thing. Just like
so come on down. Come on down from 6 to 9. Listen to music.
Hang out.
Celebrate our super successful pledge drive.
And remember to thank Tyler. He's the tall guy that runs the place for all they do over there to support us. They are great neighbors, great friends.
Yeah, I feel like there's a beautiful symbiotic relationship.
Isn't that?
I saw him mowing the lawn on the way in.
He mows our grass.
Yeah. You know, as a kid, like how your best friend was like the person that just lived closest to you?
Yep.
That's how I feel about Woolly Bear.
Oh, that's sweet.
Like NWDRT.
Yeah. Woolly Bear.
For a giant caterpillar, it's cool.
Totally. Okay. This comes under the heading of we need you to use these words more than you do. Some of them I'm sure you've never even thought about using. Anyway, they're fairly obscure.
Okay.
Okay, so not pleasant, thank you.
I will give you the word. I'll spell it for you. I'll tell you what kind of word it is, you know, noun, adjective, whatever. And if I think it needs it, I'll give you a clue. Collywobbles. C-O-L-L-Y-W-O-B-B-L-E-S, collywobbles. Mm. Isn't that fun just to say? That's a noun. Public speaking gives most of us the collywobbles. Kirsten.
Nerves?
Like, yes.
Yeah, nervousness?
Yes. Anxiety, yes. This is a brand new word to me.
These sound British.
Petrichor. P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R, petrichor. That also is a noun, and I know we need the clue for this one. Rain has this smell, petrichor, when it lands on a particular surface. What surface? Kirsten.
Cement.
Yes.
What?
I will. I'll give it to you.
Really?
Because
cement
sidewalk?
It's the smell of rain on dry earth, and I would have to say that.
Okay.
I'll give you cement.
So cement works?
Cement works. I guess it's the driest
and
earth.
Just so we know, we're still early in the game. There is no arguing with...
With you. Nope. Yeah.
Okay,
you good. Just take what you get and say thank you.
Grandiloquent. G-R-A-N-D-I-L-O-Q-U-E-N-T. Grandiloquent. It's an adjective. Anybody? Michael.
I'm going to say it's making grandiose statements.
Oh, very good. Pompous or extravagant speech. Very good.
I had to break the word down in my head.
It was nice. Gobbledygook. Kirsten.
All jumbled up.
It is.
I love
it's
that
true.
One.
Nonsense. Gibberish. Gobbledygook. Ugh. Yes. It's a pretty
That's like a way
word.
Of life around here, isn't it?
Gobbledygooking.
That's the point.
That's a verb.
This is a very short one. Corker. C-O-R-K-E-R. A noun. That's Roseanne.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Can
that seems like it would be the opposite. Like you'd cork. Mm. Like you'd put a cork in some
see?
Fun.
That must be an English word because
yeah.
Like,
there are no
what?
Fun.
Huh? Yeah. Here we go. Get your buzzers ready. Lollygag.
Taking your time.
Unfortunately, Michael was first. Oh. What would you say, Michael?
Well, I was just gonna say goofing around. Goofing around.
But you know
How do
what?
You know?
Doing
I
anything
thought
but
we
what you're supposed to do.
At the same
do.
Time.
You know what? They can't.
They have a box
possibly
that tells
be at
us.
The same time. And can we give a point to each?
Yeah.
Michael and Roseanne, don't you think that would be the fair
Wonder
thing?
Twin powers activate.
Yes, because we need to end this game at a tie. That's why.
Well, sure.
Second
impressive. I really didn't. I really didn't know there whether we were gonna. Okay. Next word. Abnegate. A B N E G A T. Roseanne.
Take away?
Yes.
Were you an English teacher?
Yes.
Huh. Dang.
No, I'm not an English teacher. Well, you guys have beat me plenty.
But she plays one on
this
the
is
radio.
Sub-DJ.
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 Right.
Listen carefully. Coterie. C-O-T-E-R-I-E. Coterie. Michael.
A place where you buy a coat.
That was a great answer, but it's not the right one.
Doug.
Here's another hint. It's not a sausage tray. It's not that... Charcuterie thing.
It's not charcuterie.
Coterie. It's a noun.
Coterie. Did you say noun?
You want to give a shot, Roseanne?
It's a place where you hang your coat.
These are better and better and still not anywhere near right. A coterie is a small group of people who share a common interest.
Oh,
the
so we're
president.
That would be
coterie.
Us.
Yes.
We are now a coterie.
Like WDRT Viroqua.
Light. Yeah, we are a coterie. Unto ourselves.
Yep.
Oh, song title. No. ephemeral.
Did someone get that right?
No,
Kirsten.
We did not get coterie right.
Huh? Fleeting, like
no.
Yes.
Very temporary.
Lasting a very short time, like a lightning bug, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Or ramps.
Or ramps. Oh, you just gave me an idea for next time's one of the quizzes. Oh. Things ephemeral.
Look at you doing your homework while you're working.
And get that machine going. Somebody tell those folks out there to start bringing us
Michael,
thank
I
you
think we're
slips.
Still losing.
All right. Thank you.
But we're going to lose in style, and that's the
we're
point.
We're going to tie. That's our goal.
Yeah.
Who's wearing a tie?
We're gonna try to tie.
Okay.
2 second placers.
That's
our goal. We can't beat Kristen.
That's you can.
No, we can't.
Promise.
No, we can't.
All right.
Yes. What do we got?
Pardon me.
Hi.
I'm back. So Kirsten's got 10.
Uh-huh.
So she doubled her score. Michael's got 5, and Roseanne has 4.
Oh,
doubled their score.
All right.
Yeah, but there was a time that I hit the button the same time as Michael, but that's okay. That's
okay.
Fine.
I got a point for that.
I've got, yep.
You did.
I'm
okay,
the newbie.
Okay, folks. I'm going to need you. Folks meaning contestants. I'm going to need you to put those blindfolds on. Oh. This has been known to take a minute or two, so I will give you a minute or two. You're making me laugh.
I think I should go under that.
It's not easy.
Take your time.
Okay, wait a minute.
You have to find out where. Yep.
All right.
It's all pink in here.
Anybody?
It is.
You let
pink.
Me know if you need help.
Where's the microphone? Okay, we're good.
Okay, good. You want me to? I'm gonna move your mic just.
I don't know where. Yeah. Where's
try
the
not
mic
to move around when you're in these things because it's gonna hurt somebody.
I know, I should put my coffee down.
Now, somebody give me a hand sign and tell me if our mystery guest is out there. Because
I can't tell what sign I'm giving you. I'm blindfolded.
Hold up one finger. No, don't you
That's
dare.
He doesn't want our hand dare. Sign, does he?
Dum, dum, dee, da, dum, dum, dum.
I can't see nothing.
Dee, 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 dee,
I can't see nothing, man.
Yes, oh, we're good. Oh, my goodness. We have an actual mystery guest.
Okay.
In the studio, get the mystery guest a microphone and oh, this is
a refreshment,
exciting.
Perhaps.
You have your blindfolds in place, yes.
See.
Now, fair warning, our guest he likes to fool around and he's going to sound a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay.
Cool.
Our guest is not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hello, mystery guest.
Good morning.
We're going to play 20 questions. You want to play?
Sure. What do we got to do?
I'm glad you asked.
Sounds
all
like
you
Arnold
have
to
do
me.
Is answer yes or no to any of these questions.
Terrific.
Now, panelists, sounds just like them, doesn't it? So, panelists, remember, if you take a chance and try to identify our guest, your answer must be correct or you're sitting the rest of this round out, and that's no fun.
Oh, boy.
So be careful. On the upside, this is the only game in quiz show history that has ever awarded 3 points to a single winner. Mystery guest, are you ready?
Yeah.
Contestants, are you ready?
We are.
Yes.
Let's play.
I'm ready.
20 quick. We're going to go in order, so don't worry about your buzzers. I'll start with you.
Put the buzzer
first,
down.
Getting sweaty anyway.
Do you have a yes-no question for our mystery guest?
We only have 20?
You know already.
Okay. I'm not going to ask about lasagna, then. Okay. I'm going to steal that from Michael. Do you own any sort of business in Viroqua or the outlying communities?
Yeah. How did you know?
Lucky guess.
Michael, your turn.
Oh, so soon?
Yeah. Batting second often happens early in the lineup.
I thought I'd have time to think about this. This is not fair.
Keep working. Keep cooking on it, buddy.
Okay. Are you male or female, or do you not identify as male?
This must be a yes, no.
Not that kind of thing?
Yes, no. Oh, you can ask that, but it has to be yes, no. So you're going to have to pick one or the other. You see?
Okay.
Or not any, you know?
Okay, that's not a good question anyway. But this is the first thing that came to my mind. How about do you drive a race car?
Negative.
He does not drive a race car. Roseanne, it's your turn.
I'm going to go take a nap now.
You should just guess to get it over with and take a nap.
You know me too well.
Are you married?
No deal.
I'm okay, trying to get a date with this dude. Your cousin's right out there.
Okay. I'm not
single
sure. I don't
and
know
ready.
What kind of a dude it is.
It might not even be a dude. I don't
That's
know.
Right, exactly.
I'm guessing.
Kirsten.
Do you identify as a dude? The dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael.
Cool. Do you have any association with the drink of beer?
No.
Alrighty.
Roseanne.
Do you own a restaurant?
No.
Aha.
All right, then.
Aha. Oh, sorry. I'm gloating. Kirsten, over to you.
Is your business have to do with recreational fun? Oh, Arnold is having a hard time answering that.
Well, but he's made up his mind.
I don't want to go and get into that.
Oh, great answer.
I feel like he's
great
hedging
answer.
All these questions somehow. Yeah. Court
service.
That's good.
Michael,
it's your turn.
Okay. Do you hold public office?
No!
Alrighty.
Clearly
excited. Wait, I thought Arnold did hold public art.
At one time.
Like I said.
Yes.
And yeah. Check me on this as we go. I believe Roseanne is the ninth question in this round.
My turn. Yeah,
it's your turn, Roseanne.
Do you have children?
No.
Mm. Oh, it's getting tougher, isn't it?
Yep.
I thought it was going to get easier. It's getting tougher. Okay, Kirsten.
Do I personally know you as a friend?
Oh, that's a good one.
Correct.
Ooh,
very clever. Dun, very clever dun. Girl. Michael?
Okay, this is so I can feel stupid later.
Okay.
Have we met before?
Say it again.
Oh.
What have we met before, you and I?
No!
Alrighty. Trying to jump off Kristen's.
Took Arnold Kristen's a little while. Roseanne.
If we haven't met, how would I know you?
You wouldn't.
Would I be able to. Okay, let me repeat that. Be able to guess who you are?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love when he says absolutely.
Absolutely. That's Arnold. 12.
Arnold, I mean, that's 12.
That's Kirsten. 12. Huh.
That's what I say.
Okay, so you don't own a restaurant, but are you associated with food?
No.
Oh, okay.
In fact, our mystery guest has never eaten in their life.
Okay, a robot. Yeah, yeah. What robot is my friend?
It's the Terminator. That's why. He doesn't eat.
Do you work with your hands?
No.
Oh my gosh, your brain then.
Okay.
Roseanne.
Are you working today?
Yeah. How did you know?
Well, you can tell by the look on their face. Kirsten.
Oh.
You're up.
Okay, you're working today. Can you walk to your job from here?
Ah, nice question. Yeah.
Yes!
I think you pissed him off. Michael.
He's screaming.
Are you late to work now? Is that why you're so upset?
Are we really just yanking your chain here and taking too long?
No!
He's not late.
That's okay. There's a tip, folks. It's 9:28, and our guest is not late for their work. Okay.
Oh, I have an Roseanne, idea.
Do you work a second shift in Viroqua?
No.
Kirsten, is this our last go-around, Anne?
Well, if 20 is uneven,
I know.
This
will get us to 18, correct?
Uh-huh. That's 18.
Okay, what, Kirsten, you're up.
That was 15. Now this is 16.
Yeah. Okay, I'm taking a breather.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Stop whining.
That's rich coming from you. Okay.
No, you don't know who this is.
Okay.
We can come back.
I mean, we'll just keep track here.
Michael.
Oh, you couldn't do it, huh? I needed like that much more time, but no. Oh, and I forgot what I was going to ask now. It was a really good question. It was the best of questions.
I got all
Are you passing? Are you passing?
Are you working a new job today?
No.
Oh, Roseanne. Man, that would be weird. Right? This is the first day on the job.
Roseanne.
I want to know if the Terminator is wearing a uniform.
No!
I love that. Kirsten, you got one?
Okay. I feel like I have all the information I need, but I cannot
pull the trigger, as we say. Yes. This is
question number 18 right now.
Yeah. So we got 18, 19, 20, and then we're out.
Okay. Do you work outside?
Negative.
Okay.
Michael?
No, doesn't work outside. Not a new job. Holy moly. Are you a performing artist?
No.
20th and very last question coming up, Roseanne. No pressure at all, dear. No pressure at all.
Okay. Didn't he say, though, that he works right around here? Okay.
Owns his own business, right?
Own business.
And walk to work.
Walks
here.
To work. Okay. Do you work at the coffee shop in Viroqua?
No deal.
Okay, folks. That's 20 questions. Take your blindfolds off. Our mystery guest is the founder and proprietor of Driftless Books and Music right here in Viroqua. Eddie Meeks.
When you say you don't work with your hands, how do you touch books? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I knew.
That's true.
I knew that was
going to I was thinking hourly laborer of some sort. So I think that was the right answer.
Hey, welcome, Eddie Meeks.
Thank you so much
for putting
up. See, good thing you didn't make him talk, because we would have known right away.
Well, why do you think our producer thought we need a voice?
Well, he could have brought his coffee if he worked at the coffee store.
Hey, we got a couple of minutes here. Could you tell us what your pleasure is to tell us? What's coming up at the bookstore, or what you got going later today right here?
I'll be on the radio from 2 to 3 with the lovely and talented Christina Dahlhausen.
Oh, you have looked
awesome.
Out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well done.
Doing some live music and begging for funds for this community.
Attaboy.
And we have an awesome show tomorrow night at the bookstore, The Downhill Strugglers from Brooklyn, New York. Old-timey string band. One of the guys, Walker Shepherd, just moved to the area, so he's been hanging around, had a little baby recently.
Oh, congratulations, awesome. Walker.
Yeah, and they're flying in today, Jackson Lynch and his fiddle playing partner. It's going to be pretty amazing. So,
Once again, the band's name is?
The Downhill Strugglers. Opening the show will be Jesse and Liz, otherwise known as
lovely.
Sweet Milk and Peaches. I always say Sweet Cream and Peaches, and they're like, why do you do that?
Why do you do that? Like, this isn't Wimbledon.
It should be cream, though. You're so, deep and, yeah.
They're a hoot. I love seeing them. That's, again, time tomorrow?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Doors open at 7. Those guys will start at 7:30. Downhill Strugglers at 8. Please call in your pledge. Please support this radio station. It's so, so vitally important.
Oh, thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you so much. Good to see you. Eddie Nix, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. Eddie Nix.
You beat us. He beat us.
He did.
We lost.
And could you just give the total that you gave last time? Because I know there is no...
I know, we're not...
sure. Let's just... Yeah. Kirsten has 10, Michael has 5, and Roseanne has 4. There's so much more game left, y'all.
Yeah, it can turn around
very
fast.
It can turn around.
Not a bad recap.
Just let you guys know, I'm nervous.
Would you do me a favor? Would you read those thank yous?
A big thank you goes out to Daniel from Viroqua, Jerome from Viroqua, Eric... with no last name, and Joel from Richland Center.
Yay!
Thank you. And we have a total right now of $2,930.
Oh, yes. You're rocking it, folks. So, keep it coming.
Eric is in the partial witness protection program, where they only hide your
only
last
person.
Name.
Eric's pretty common. I think that's safe.
We don't need last names. We're good here.
That was
We're
such a great idea for program, because it's only for misdemeanors.
The only reason I said that, somebody crossed something out on the piece of paper.
They'll just, stab you once. They're not going to.
Okay, folks. We're going to do just a little bit of catching up here. But we can handle it, can't we? We're all seasoned.
Sorry, get my button.
The radio.
That's been half my time.
Get your buzzers ready.
I don't have my buzzer ready.
Button. This is the money game, since that's what we're doing today. Where was the world's first paper money created?
Oh.
What country? Michael.
Was it Rome?
No, sir.
I think that's a city.
Another guess. I would have given it to you.
Yeah.
The world.
World's
world.
First paper world. Money. Here's a hint. They did a lot of things before everybody else. What?
Egypt?
No. It's wide open. It's right. Oh, you're in.
Yes. I don't hear my buzz. Is it China?
Yes, it is China.
Oh!
Hey, it's worth it. It's worth it not to get a buzz, isn't it? Yeah, we forgot to clear the board. So.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't you at all, hon. You're doing great.
All right.
Here's a tough one. I mean, really tough. What was the first credit card? It was introduced in 1950. 1950. Michael.
MasterCard?
Good idea, no. Kirsten.
Was it like a Sears card?
Also a good
guess.
Roseanne, you're up.
I'm hitting my buzzer. It's not buzzing.
That's okay.
A gas station card.
No.
Oh,
it
good
was
answer, though.
Diners Club.
Oh, weird.
Yes,
okay.
Folks. Very weird. Where is that on the list now?
Latino.
Like 400?
Yeah.
Okay.
What building is pictured on the back of a U.S. $100 bill?
I've never seen
Michael.
One of those.
The United States Treasury.
Really good, but wrong. Yeah. But wrong.
Had a feeling.
Another building. Somebody. Another building. Roseanne.
Lincoln Memorial.
Another really good guess and really wrong. What do you say, Kirsten?
Man, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just going to say the White House, just for
well,
fun.
Well, yeah, why not? It's Independence Hall in Philadelphia, which should be a clue to who is pictured on the front of that same $100 bill. Who's on the front side?
Benjamin Franklin?
You would be right.
That's why they call
for
him Benjamin.
For $100. Oh, I forgot to tell you that. That question
that
is worth $100.
Yeah, yeah. That was okay. A secret $100 question.
Is that a point?
That's one point.
Point for that?
1 point for that.
Okay.
Multiple choice. So wait till you hear all the choices.
Unless you hear the right one first.
Well, good
I'm just joking.
When was the first ATM installed? Is it 1967, 1961, or 1970?
1970.
Roseanne.
1970.
Oh. No.
Oh. No.
We time traveled.
Michael, you got two left.
What did you say?
I said 70.
Oh.
You have two more choices.
67.
Yes, sir. It is 67.
I was going to say 72.
Yeah.
Also, as in.
Multiple choice again.
Huh.
Where was that ATM installed? This is the, whoa.
Don't I,
yeah,
I
go, Michael.
Your living room?
Wrong. Let me give you the choices now. And the other.
Can we narrow down what country we're talking about or state?
I'll be
or?
Even more specific. Was it New York? Was it Hong Kong? Or was it London? Kirsten.
Hong Kong?
No. Roseanne.
London.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
I want a new buzzer.
Did you actually know that? Huh? You just guessed.
No, I was going to guess. I was guessing.
Oh,
I kind of.
Okay. Yeah. Curious.
Is my buzzer working?
Yes, it is. I'll tell you what just happened.
I think
happened.
You're lying.
No, really. you were the only one left who could guess, so we didn't need your buzzer.
Right.
Sometimes I'm buzzing at the same time she is, though. But never mind. Let's keep
technically
going.
Technically, it's impossible.
I
just so
don't.
You know. Just so you know.
No, well, the machine decides.
No, not when there's buttons. Go
what is the study and collection of coins and banknotes called? Michael.
Numismatics.
You would be right.
What?
You found his niche.
My father was one.
All over that. Okay, if you're within 5 years of this answer, I'll give you the point. In what year was the last U.S. $2 bill printed? Within 5 years, plus or minus. Our last... Kirsten.
I was going to say 2000.
No, that's not within 5 years. Michael.
2015.
You get the point.
Oh.
It was 2014.
Right? I knew it was right in there.
Nice. Well done. Well done. Okay. Keep your head around the $2 bill. Who's on the face of a $2 bill?
Oh. It's not Lincoln. It's not George Washington. It's not. Son of a. Is it?
Oh.
Yes, Roseanne.
Would it be like Susan B. Anthony?
Oh, that's a really good guess. It's wrong.
Yeah. I never even
that's on those
looked.
Dollars.
Anybody else? Anybody else? No. I'm going to have to give you the answer. It was Thomas Jefferson.
Oh. Jefferson got the $2 bill?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. What is an investment fund that uses high-risk strategies to generate high returns? It's a very common term these days, and nobody seems to like the people that run them. It's an investment firm. Michael.
Hedge fund?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Nobody likes them. Nobody likes them. That was
name
funny.
Off all these investment people.
Here's a juicy one. What is the official currency of Ecuador in South America? Ecuador. What is their official money called?
Can you give us some hints?
Yeah. It's not an escudo. It's not a peso.
Huh.
It's not yen. How am I doing? I'll give you two more seconds, and then we're going to move on, because we got to move on.
Move on. I was going to say peso.
It's the U.S. dollar.
Oh!
And
I'm not kidding.
Oh,
you go to the bank in Ecuador, and you get dollars.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. There's probably a real geopolitical story there, I'm guessing. But, yes, and where do we stand? We had to cut that one a couple points short.
All right. Let's see here.
I love your machine. Does it have a name?
I got it.
Okay.
What do
you got?
No.
I used to call it Matilda.
Accountants don't name their machines.
I never did that. Or my car. Kirsten has 11 points.
Yeah.
Michael has come up from behind. He's got 9 Ooh. Points. Whoa.
That might be an all-time high for
we
me.
We got a win.
And Roseanne is just a bit behind at 6.
Oh, it's a horse good. Race. It's a horse race. 5-point lead ticket for me is nothing in this game.
Nope.
Okay? Okay. We'll move right along to the next game. We're always game for a round to name that tune around here, right?
Of course.
We're going to play a short clip from a song.
Play that funky music, white guy.
Right, for 6 points. No. We're looking for the name of the artist and what DRT program plays it.
Oh, what?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Like so as an intro?
Yeah. I mean, either way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Whew. All I was trying to tell you is that there are 2 possible points available in these questions.
Okay.
Cool. Right.
Let me read this again because I don't know who. Oh, I wrote this. That's right. The name of the artist and or what DRT program it's played on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you go?
You're going to give me everything. So why you have to come home? Because we'll get you a
This seems like a Kappa song.
You would be right for a point. Anybody have any idea of who that marvelous vocalist was?
Is it Mrs. Brown? It's Mrs. something. Is it Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Brown?
It's Mrs. Miller.
Miller, that's it. Something really simple.
You were all over it.
Oh, so close.
Okay, next. Next song.
That's a record.
I'm going to go for the Kirsten. DJs. I think I'm going to have more success with that. Is that a MC Slim?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. Anybody? 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 Well, the artists are the Beastie Boys.
Oh.
And that's Charles Angel with the Double Diamond.
Oh.
Oh, see.
Here we go. Number next.
Really good show.
Never heard the beginning of that show.
Kirsten.
Is that Electric Six?
No.
Can you give us a list of available people?
That was LCD Sound
oh,
System.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
DJ Third Eye. Okay, next song. Michael.
The Train with Paul Fairchild.
No.
No?
Oh. No.
I heard train track. I was like, it's got to be that.
Anyone want to take a shot at the artist? Yes.
Driftless Weekend. DJs?
Oh.
G-Man and Polly?
No.
No? Oh. Well, they would.
They would. They would have.
I'm going to guess Malou's Shoes.
Still no.
Jeez.
Okay. It happens to be Dolly Mama on her song.
Oh, okay.
And the artist. Anybody want to take a shot at the artist? Who just said that word?
I didn't hear anything. Was it Linda Ronstadt?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Did you say something?
Wow.
Well, here we go. Number next.
Because I'm pretty sure G-Man played that song.
I'll have to give it to you.
Big Train.
Paul Fairchild on the train.
Yes.
I didn't even look at those.
Number next. Michael.
Billy Ocean.
Yes. Next.
Is that on a Nick Bomb show?
Yes. Next.
Shout out to Driftless Doom.
Driftless Doom, Saturday night.
Absolutely. Why you take, for instance, this old... Kirsten.
That's Dolly Parton.
It is Dolly Parton. One more. Kirsten.
That sounds like a Micah Robinson track.
Oh, how could it not be? How could it not be? Happened to be Kenny Burke. Okay, folks. We had to sort of rush you through there because we had way too much fun with 20 questions.
I got it ready. I did my head this time.
Ooh, you go.
We got Kirsten with 16, Michael with 10, and Ooh. Roseanne with 7.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice spread, really.
Nice.
You know what we think? Trap children kind of got the look.
No, we think on the quiz show that nothing says May quite like an infomercial. You know, those TV spots where the spokesperson goes on and on and on telling you why you need their stuff. Your job is to identify the product that they're pitching. Okay?
Are these like common infomercial products?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah. Some kind of product. Could sure. be a service, could be a show, could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not before like 1930, is it? It's like yeah, after
1930. Why? 1800s. Like, Roseanne, why are you looking at me when you.
I'm newbie and I'm.
Just say no reason.
I'm kind of wondering.
Okay.
Just say no reason and look away.
Number one.
Are you sick and tired of boring lookalike exercise videos with synthesized.
Kirsten.
Oh, God, Richards.
Yeah, but
Simmons.
He's exercising.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, Richard Simmons.
Yeah, and what's he selling?
Exercising, weight loss.
The show name?
Oh, shoot. Oh, no, you
God,
take
I
it.
I wouldn't know.
Michael's got
Michael.
It.
Sweating to the
oh,
oldies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Very nice.
That was a team effort.
That was.
That was a team effort.
You get
one all
point,
way around.
You just get .33.
I like that. What's the next one?
I'm having chest pain.
I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Miller.
I've fallen.
Life alert. That's
right.
Life alert.
Yeah, very good.
Number
next. Now
up.
You gotta pay attention here.
All right.
Now your curling's open and ready for battle. That's because our bodies were made to poop in a squat, and now there's a product that lets you.
Kirsten.
Squatty potty.
Yes!
Same time I got.
I saw
that.
My favorite.
Never heard of that.
Same button.
My
same
favorite
time.
Product name ever. Next.
Who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the.
Yes.
That Kirsten. Is the dame, Miss Cleo.
Oh. Miss Cleo. Oh. Number next.
Do you know me? You may not recognize me without my hair. I'm Cy Sperling, and since 1968.
Yes, Michael?
Hair Club for Men.
Oh,
wow.
Because he's also the president. Next. Oh, this one.
Flatulence molecules easily pass through the cotton shell and
are possible
to
no way. No way.
Fabric, even when used
cotton
on top
shell.
Of bed sheets, offending molecules are absorbed before anyone knows they're there.
Oh, I don't know this one, but I think I need it.
I
think I need to have one.
Flatulence oh. molecules.
There's some molecules.
Flatulence molecules. What the?
All right, who picked this?
Guess.
It's
guess, who. Guess who? That, folks, is for the Better Marriage Blanket.
Whoa!
Okay, like
it's a Dutch
not,
oven blanket.
I need a year
even,
on this.
I'm
I need a year.
Kidding.
What year was this?
Real.
Okay.
Okay, this is the last one. Infomercial.
Most vacuums at home work great with it. You just got to make sure you have enough suction. Now watch this, Lenny. This is what blows people's minds when I take this and I give myself a haircut. I'm about 2 weeks overdue.
Was it a Dyson
Roseanne.
Commercial? One of the first Dysons?
No, it's a really good guess because of that sound. Michael.
The Flowbee.
Yes.
Why the Flowbee?
Oh,
wow.
Gosh.
Haircut, vacuum
oh,
your
yeah.
hair while you're cutting. Get
yes.
one. You'll love it.
Yeah, no,
you'll
I
love
don't
it.
Live
I heard
with
that the military was actually using that.
I know somebody that had one. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we got to make a quick pledge wrap here. Somebody, let's say a phone number, a website.
638-9378. That's 608-638-9378.
Just dial a 1 if you're anywhere else but the 608.
It's
right?
true. That's
go online.
True.
Go online. Yeah. WDRT.org.
Or come right. cheer Thank us you. On in person.
That's right.
At 311
South Main Street.
Street. Come on down.
Right
here
downtown
in V-Town.
You can yep. laugh and point
Maybe use
at
the
us
back door. Is the back door open?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just the front door.
We'd have to have an attendant and a greeter and a red carpet
and a
to do it right.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. We have construction guys out front. Okay.
That's true.
Okay, folks. Do you know what? Oh, yeah. It's time for the final round. Each panelist will be asked a series of questions in rapid order. They will have 34 seconds to answer as many as they can. I caution you not to waste time on a question that is stumping you. Just move on. We can come back to it if there's still time. The order of play, and this is one at a time. The order of play, no buzzers necessary, will be Kirsten, followed by Michael, followed by Roseanne.
And we don't need our buzzers.
Nope.
Right. Are
out
you
of my hot little hand.
Ready, Kirsten.
Yes.
Where is DRT located on the FM dial?
91.9 FM.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
How many days are there in May?
30.
Wrong.
One.
What is DRT's noontime show called?
What day? Oh, Democracy Now.
Right. Where was your mother born?
You don't even know that.
Yeah, I do.
Parkridge, Illinois?
Yep. What is the distress call for an aircraft in big
SOS?
Trouble?
SOS?
No, sorry. That's the end of your time.
I was too good at my mom's maiden name.
Was that 30 questions?
I made a couple of calls, in case you're wondering. And I have to tell you, the first great love of my life was from Park Ridge, Illinois.
Really? So, was it Hillary Clinton? Exposed.
Got a laugh out of Terry for that one. Usually he's pretty quiet over there.
Oh, he's been around the block. Okay. Michael.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Oh, what the heck.
Okay. What is our street address?
311 South Main, Viroqua.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Hoffa.
What do you dance around on May 1st?
A fire.
No.
Doggone it.
Where was your mom born?
Mackinac Island.
It's really
it's
close.
Mackinac. It's called
right.
Mackinac.
No. How many hours?
Not where I'm from.
How many hours a day does DRT broadcast?
All of them.
Yes. April showers bring what?
May flounders.
Yes, yes. Really fresh flounder. You get it right up there in Maine's. No.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Breaded, deep
well done,
fried.
Buddy.
Get some chips on the side.
Roseanne.
You're done already? Okay.
Here it is.
I'm busy watching everybody. Okay.
Here it is. What is DRT's phone number?
638-9378.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Batterman.
Oh, it sure is. What is the date of the Spring Pledge Drive this year?
Today is May 7th.
Yes.
Everyone, please,
log in. Who's your
in.
Favorite brother-in-law?
My favorite brother-in-law? Probably Charlie.
Oh, good answer. At what time of day do DRT's live programs begin?
6 in the morning.
You betcha. A children's game that's called Mother...
Mother...
It ends in I. Mother blank I.
It's the month we're in.
Wow, I've never heard of that. Mother May? That's a
mother
game?
May I.
Mother. Oh, Mother May I. Oh,
that's
that... Give me the easy one. Come on.
No. I didn't ask you where your mom was from.
Now, hold it a second. The answer
pull this
is
show
May.
Over.
Oh, never mind. Let's see. We're going to give our accountant in chief.
No, I'm ready.
She was working the whole time.
Mother, may I? We holy. Never played that.
I just like. I just like.
Use the calculator like everybody else.
Like
you stop pretending you're special.
I just like it's. It sounds.
This
like,
is. This is
soothing.
Pretty dramatic. It's time.
Soothing.
It's time to crown our Pledge Day champion. It's tense in here. And we'll give us the totals in ascending
yes,
order.
Yes, we'll do it ascending. So, Roseanne, first time here, 12 points.
Yes.
That's
great opening shirt. That is, by the way, a rookie record.
Oh,
yes.
Well done.
Okay, I'll take it.
Michael, woo, 18.
Woo. Hey. You've been studying up.
And
nice.
Kirsten.
Got
is
some sleep,
still our
help.
Champ
yeah.
at 23.
Oh, yay.
That was a good, hey, that was a good game.
That was
thank
a good game,
you.
Guys.
And thank you, Bill of Kickapoo Township, for your generous donation.
The rest of you get on the phones.
Hey, we actually got a couple of minutes.
And get on your computer.
I have a little quizzy thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can you do more for WDRT by doing less?
Ooh, a
I know.
Oh. Anyone?
Go.
You can be a sustaining member.
Yes.
Which is what
ding, ding, ding. Less
so
per month. That's less
I've been
per
here
month,
for
right?
13 years, and I just last year signed up to be my own sustaining member. And it is
it's
incredibly
kind of
simple.
Isn't
yes.
it?
You're automatically yeah. entered into a lot of the drawings that we do a year. A mm. lot of the, you know, gifts just kind of come to
right.
you.
The
you
perks.
Don't have to
look
choose.
At the perks. Look, I'm wearing one
just
now.
Just look
it's
at the perks.
So
that's
a nice
all you have to do is fill out this form with
yeah.
some information.
It's yep. simple.
Your bank information. One time done. That's all you have to do forever.
And yep. I know it's
forever.
I know it's this is said all the time, but I literally just went across the street and got a fancy coffee for $5.80 this morning without a thought, without a blink.
$5 a month.
Without a blink. And I do $5 a month at
WDRT. There's your sustainer membership.
Right. Yes. It's just done.
One less coffee once a month.
You are so right. I remember.
Or one coffee a month and a sustaining member. I'll do $10.
But how does it do more for WDRT is the other side of that.
It's a lot less administrative work.
Yes.
I know for sure.
It costs. Do you know a stamp is 73 cents?
Yep. I know. That's nuts.
Atta girl.
Also, sorry. I do know.
And you can't obviously walk to the station today.
I do know
you can.
That
also. It's a little more dangerous.
You can't even come in the back door.
It's reliable income for the station, which is what you all just love to have as a base.
Yes.
Anybody who's ever been associated with a not-for-profit knows it is no fun not knowing how much you're going to make. I mean, so what do we fund?
Every pledge drive, are we going to make it? Are we making it? At least you know you have this baseline of people who are willing to commit to supporting the station every single month.
Amen,
instead
sister.
Of Bingo. Being kind of convinced every year. It feels really nice to do.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Absolutely.
That was excellent.
Lovely.
Wow.
So true.
Any other questions? This is quiz show. Now we're on.
That's good.
Do you have a little note
I'd
there?
I'd like to do a shout out to Patrick from Viroqua. Woo! Thank you for donating. Thank you. I'd like to hear about the t-shirts and the sweatshirts that we have here.
Well,
someone tell me all about it. Everybody so I can tell others.
So for a donation of $60 or $5 a month, we've got these lovely green, nice green color t-shirts.
And we're modeling them for the microphone now.
We have them on in the studio.
Yeah, they're right there. They've got this neat,
the dark green, spring looking.
Beautiful.
Right.
And if you don't like these, there are hoodies that are maroon in color.
Yeah. I feel
$120 or $10 a month. Mm-hmm. There's the hoodie. That's
every time you buy a shirt from an organization, you're always like wondering what the quality is like. Like, is it a glidden? Yeah. Right? We got glidden's. No, these are really great quality t-shirts. I believe they're American made. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Soft. American made.
Super soft.
That's a bunch of nods there.
The illustration on it is a local artist, Pete Hodapp. Did that illustration. So you are supporting local art, too.
Oh, I got to interrupt you there for 1 second, and then we'll go right back to it. This is, can it be music to your eyes? I guess it can.
Yeah, sure.
We have crashed right through the $3,000 barrier. We are now at $3,200, and it's almost 10 o'clock in the morning, which means we are spot on. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you so much.
Keep it coming.
Now, appreciate you listening, too, folks.
Yeah. Where were we? Where were we? Sustainers,
t-shirts.
Merch,
we're talking about clothing and retail. Mm-hmm.
That hoodie, I gotta say, it's sweet. Mary got our hoodie last year. I'm gonna got dibs on our hoodie this year. They're
very warm. That's what I want to point out. The hoodies are warm. There's great fleece on the inside.
You know, that's a good point.
And they maintain their color.
That's a good point. There are sustainers out there that have two people on their sustaining membership.
Yeah.
And they had to fight over who was going to get the hoodie last.
We should send
in
every
the fall, but
with
we
like...
still have them, so the other person could get it this year.
Right.
This year.
Yeah.
You should send a sweater with a coin. So they can flip the coin and see who gets it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so make sure to call 608-638-9378 or go to WDRT.org to pledge your undying, unwavering support.
Well, my friends, I hope you've had as much fun out there as we've had in here. You ought to think about joining us on the quiz show. Hey, drop us a line. We'll get you on. I promise. 1,000 thanks to our mystery guest, Eddie Nix, for playing along. Many thanks to our producer, Terry O'Connor. To our panelists, all three of you. Thank you, Roseanne and Michael and Kirsten. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
It was fun.
We'll be here all day asking for your support. So call in, stop in, help us out. And we'll see you the next time on The Quiz Show.